The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is a wonderful morning, right? Today is the first snow where I had to drive to church, and so it was a good experience. Hallelujah. But God is so faithful that He brought us together. Even in the midst of all these troubles, God has brought us together. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve this morning. Hallelujah. I was reminded that He's still working on us, even though in our weakness, in our difficulties, in our frailty as a human, God is invested in us in so many ways. Hallelujah. That's what the message topic is. And I was listening to this song, and I was reminded how patient our God is in working in each one of our lives, right? This is a very old Sunday school song, and I don't know how many of you know this. He's still working on me. How many of you know it? No? This new generation, no, they don't learn these new songs, okay? But these are powerful songs, okay? Listen to me. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be, 'cause He's still working on me. How many of you believe that? Oh, He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be, 'cause He's still working on me. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge Him head. There's an unfinished part. But I'll be better just according to His plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hands. 'Cause He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be, 'cause He's still working on me. In the mirror of His word, reflections that I see, makes me wonder why He gave up on me. But He loves me as I am, and helps me when I pray. Remember, He's the potter, I'm the clay. 'Cause He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. God is still working on us patiently and lovingly. He is protecting us. He's taking care of us. Hallelujah. Today's message is about that. Can you put on the slide this morning? The title of this message is Welcome to Faith University. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I prepared this message in such a way so that hope the young people will understand it. Do you know that we are in this world with a purpose and a plan that God has put on each one of our hearts? Hallelujah. When Jesus came to this earth, He had a plan and purpose for each one of us. When He came down, He had a plan, a promise. Today's message is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 to 11. Can someone read it? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 11. All right, thank you. So what we learn this from these verses is grace and peace increases as you grow in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. If we need grace and peace in our life, we need to know more who God is, who Jesus our Lord is. Bible says, by His divine power, God has given us everything we need to live a godly life. Bible says, God has given us everything. Whatever you need God has given to you to live a successful, a godly life. When we know God, we understand the great and precious promises that He has given us. You know, God has given us great promises. The Bible says all promises are complete, are fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He fulfilled all the promises and is sitting in the right hand of God. And we who are His followers, who believe in Him, God says, I'm giving you some promises to you. Promises to look upon, to wait upon. Those promises, Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4 to 6, for if you are trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised us. God has promised us a righteousness. Hallelujah. God has promised us righteousness. In this world, there is no righteousness. There is nobody who does righteous. Only Christ who does righteous. Hallelujah. That's why each Christian waits for the righteousness of God to be established. Hallelujah. Second promise, but the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, God's promise of entering His rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. So there is a promise of eternal rest. Every one of us, we're going to have an eternal rest with God. This is a promise that God has given us. Hallelujah. We haven't received that yet. So that is another promise. The third promise is there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 says, but we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth He has promised. A world filled with God's righteousness. Every creature on this earth is looking eagerly for the coming of the return of our King. Hallelujah. Because only He can establish a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what does Peter say? It's a Peter who was apostle of Christ Jesus who denied Jesus three times. Hallelujah. A person who had a short temper. He used to jump into conclusions. He used to, you know, he wants to do a lot of things. But he had a short temper and he used to fall into a lot of mistakes. Remember what he did when he denied Jesus three times. He also, when Jesus said, feed my sheep, he went back and he was doing his own work. God has to call him back and retrieve. But praise be to God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, when he received on the day of Pentecost, Peter became a different person. Hallelujah. He was no more a person who was weak in faith. He became strong in faith. I remember the message I gave last week, being strong in faith. Today the message is focused on how do you grow in faith? What are the other characteristics that you need to grow in faith? So God says, since God has given us these great promises of righteousness, of eternal life, of new heaven and earth, we need to add to our faith few important characteristics to our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is what the message is about. So let's go seeking. So I'm sharing this message as a context in an illustration of a university. We are, when we believe in Jesus, hallelujah, we are part of this great university called the Faith University. Hallelujah. The motto of this university is seeking God's promise, hallelujah, of His kingdom and His righteousness. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That is what God wants us to do. The Faith University starts with this motto, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Hallelujah. 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 If you go to the next slide, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that what is the admission requirements for this university? What is the admission requirements? You just have to have faith in Jesus, nothing else. You don't have to, pass some exam, right? You don't have to write any test. Only thing you need to do is to believe in Jesus. This is what people are so confused. If you look at other religions in this world, they have to do a lot of things. A lot of things to achieve eternal life. But Jesus says, believe in me. Just believe in me. Trust in me. You will have eternal life. Hallelujah. What a wonderful promise. Every one of us who have gathered here have received that promise. Hallelujah. We believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this learning process, in normal universities, you have to study probably 5 years, 4 years. Some people who have arrears have to go another 7 years. Hallelujah. I've seen students who studied with me, and I've seen seniors who come and write exams with me, and I've seen what's going on. They said, oh, I got one more year to pass, brother. So I have one more year because this is the last year. Before that, I won't get my certificate. You know, this happens in this worldly education. But God's so patient with us. He has given us your entire life to prepare for the eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. This university, there is no duration to how long you study. You can study till you die. This is a lifelong university that where you have to grow. Hallelujah. In faith. And so what are those school of education you have to go? Next. Let's see what are the programs we got. We have School of Moral Excellence. We have School of Knowledge. We have School of Self-Control. School of Patient Endurance, School of Godliness, School of Brotherly Love, a School of Love for Everyone. Hallelujah. God has given us, hallelujah, these are the characteristics that every Christian has to study and work on it. Hallelujah. So moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, patient endurance, godliness, brotherly affection, love for everyone. But Peter says, if you have these, if we grow in these characteristics, you know, what do? We become more productive and more useful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Bible says you will never fall away, and God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom. If you work on these principles, these characteristics, if you build these characteristics in your life, Bible says you will never fail in your life, in your faith. Hallelujah. What are the bad results? If we fail to grow in this, Bible says we become short-sighted. We become blind, forgetting that we have been cleansed from our old sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We might be indifferent. We have been saved for the last 10 years, probably 15 years, maybe 1 year or 40 years. Hallelujah. We need to evaluate this morning where we stand in our progression of our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is moral excellence? Moral excellence is being aware of what is right and wrong. Hallelujah. And then doing what is always right. Jesus is a great example about this. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. Jesus, as he was on this earth, he was as human as you and me. And he faced every struggles that you and me face. Every young person, whatever struggles you face, Jesus faced the same thing. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is he never sinned. Hallelujah. He did not fail in any of those problems. Hallelujah. He had a moral excellence in his life. And God is wanting us to aim for that, to have moral excellence in our life. Second school of education is school of knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is you learn about facts, you learn about information, you learn about skills. Hallelujah. That will help us to be effective Christians. Hallelujah. So John 5, chapter 5, we read Jesus teaching in the temple. Jesus was teaching in the temple, and people were listening to it, and they were amazed and said, how does he know so much when he hasn't been trained? Hallelujah. In this university, the Faith University, who is your trainer? It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is training us. Hallelujah. He's leading us into all truth. And what excellent teacher than the Holy Spirit? What is the instruction? What textbook do you need to buy? The Bible is your textbook. Hallelujah. The Word of God is your textbook to study into all these courses. So what we learn from here is knowledge comes from reading the Word of God. When you spend time in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit teaches you in areas that you have never learned. Hallelujah. He reveals to you things that you have never thought about. That's why the Holy Spirit anointing is a must for any Christian. Third one is self-control. Hallelujah. This is an area a lot of Christians are struggling with. Self-control is the ability to control oneself. Hallelujah. In one's emotions and desires or expressions of one's behavior. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of people who have less temperament, people with low temperament, people with anger issues are always people who are from church. Hallelujah. They cannot handle any pressure. If there is a problem, immediately we react. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says we need to have self-control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was mocked. He was spat upon. He was insulted in his trial, hallelujah, before crucifixion. What did Jesus do? Did he react to it? He kept quiet. Hallelujah. He is our example. Jesus is our example of self-control. Look, you can read it in Luke chapter 23. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And you see how the reaction of Jesus when people were insulting him, he said, "Father, forgive them." We should have that same attitude. We need to aim for that character in our lives. Hallelujah. The next character we talk about, patience, patient endurance. What is endurance? You know, patient endurance is able to accept, tolerate delays, problems, sufferings. We need to tolerate every problem that come into our life. Hallelujah. We should keep patiently endure it. Endurance means until my last breath, I will put my faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. That is endurance. Hallelujah. Tolerate delays and problems and sufferings. Whatever be the problem that comes into our life, you stick on to Jesus. You hold on to his promises. Hallelujah. You don't become annoyed or anxious. That's what the Bible says. Don't be anxious of anything. Hallelujah. This is a character that we need to build in. Patient endurance. Jesus exactly, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith because of the job awaiting. He endured the cross, disregarding his shame. Jesus endured the cross because he was focused on the end result. Hallelujah. We who are Christians, we have to focus on the promise of the end result. Hallelujah. When you focus on Jesus, all the problems that you face, hallelujah, we seem nothing before him. Hallelujah. We can run the race with patiently. Hallelujah. With patience. Next one is godliness. What is godliness? The quality of being devoutly righteous. Hallelujah. Religious. Hallelujah. An act of obedience. Hallelujah. A person who is godly, he is obedient to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was obedient to his Father. You know, he said, "Oh Lord," in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out to Lord. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Hallelujah. You might be going through some difficulty, but if it is God's will, receive it. Hallelujah. We receive it patiently. Let his will be done in our life. Hallelujah. That is what, hallelujah, godliness is. Accepting God's will to be fulfilled in our lives. Hallelujah. Not our will, but God's will should always happen in our life. That's what God is expecting us to aim for. Next one is brotherly affection. Hallelujah. It means Philadelphia. A loving for brothers, to one another, who the brothers, sisters who are here. We need to love them as if we are from the same parents. Hallelujah. We are children of the same Father, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need to show affection as if they are from our same parents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says in John chapter 15 verse 12, this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Hallelujah. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus showed this greatest love on the cross of Calvary. He died. He put his life on the cross because he loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More than that, the next step, he says, go to it. A next step of love is love called agape love. Hallelujah. Love for everyone. Hallelujah. You love somebody without expecting anything in return. Hallelujah. That is the last kind of love, where when you do things without expecting nothing from them. Hallelujah. Jesus is an example of that. He says he came to save the lost. Hallelujah. We were not looking for him, but he came looking for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is love. Hallelujah. We go out for people who we work with, people who we don't know. We seek out for them and pray for them. Hallelujah. Seeking nothing in return so that they can come and receive this love of the Father. Hallelujah. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who came to lost. And God wants us to have that same love in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next slide. Hallelujah. The problem we face as Christians is we try to do it with our own ability. We think that we can do this, attain this with our own, in our flesh. No. That's why God gave us four important resources. The four important resources are the power of His Word, hallelujah. The power of His Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Power of His name, hallelujah. Power of His blood. These four, what is the common parameter for all these four resources? They are powerful. They're not. They're supernatural. Hallelujah. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. The Holy Spirit gives us these power through all these resources. What? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is a two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The word of God has power to change you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot do it with your own strength. The word of God can find your problems, your weakness. It will explain to you where is your real problem. One of the biggest problems is the dangers of Christian life is assuming that, hallelujah, hallelujah, I have no problem, I have no sin, hallelujah. The moment you think that I am perfect, I've reached, that's where the danger of sin is. Hallelujah, you have a problem, hallelujah. We are, as long as we live in this earth, you have sin. Hallelujah. But the word of God exposes that sin. Hallelujah. He shows you where you are weak and He helps you to overcome that. Hallelujah. Because there is power in the word of God. When you trust in the word of God, He will deliver you. Hallelujah. James 1:21 says, so get rid of all filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God has planted in your hearts. For it has power to save your soul. The word of God has power to save you. Hallelujah. Accept the word of God this morning. Next is the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit guards the precious truth, helps us to be to say powerful prayers. It gives us assurance that we are the children of God. When you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, it guards your heart, hallelujah, from the works of the enemy, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who lives within us, guards the precious truth, the word of God that is planted in your hearts. He protects it from being destroyed, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why you need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. It helps you to grow. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit helps us to pray powerful prayers. Hallelujah. Bible says the Holy Spirit prays with utterings that cannot be understood. Hallelujah. He prays with us. Hallelujah. Because He lives with us. Hallelujah. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you pray, pray with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see the difference in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next one is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no other name under heaven or above heaven which God has given all authority. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11 says, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. There is no other name on this earth who is worthy of any praise. That is Christ Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus, the demons flee. Hallelujah. When we use the name of Jesus, there is miracle that happens in your life. Situations changes. Hallelujah. You see some deliverance happening in your life. I would believe that if you came to Christ, it's because of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It attracted you. It brought you to God. Hallelujah. Next one is the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing the song, there is power, there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. Why there is power? Because it makes us clean. Hallelujah. In this world, you will have sin. You will commit sin, because as long as you live in this earth, we have a struggle. There is a flesh that we are living in. This flesh, it was under the control of sin. But this flesh cannot be, as long as we live in this earth, this flesh will fight against your spirit. Hallelujah. You will have failures in your life. But praise be to God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, oh dear brothers, in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 says, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we apply the blood of Jesus in your life, you can enter into God's throne boldly. boldly. You can enter those. Think about it. The old and in the old covenant, they cannot enter God's covenant. They can't talk to God. But praise be to God, the blood of Jesus opens the door for us to enter the throne, the holy place of God, to share our prayers, to submit our requests before Him, and God will answer it. What a wonderful God we serve. He has given us every resources that helps us to come closer to God. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In conclusion, I want to say this. What are we aiming for? When we live in this way, hallelujah. Go to the last slide. Hallelujah. What is our graduation present here? We get a certificate of faithfulness and an entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25 verse 21 says, the master was full of praise. He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the purpose of getting into this college, this university, is that we have a reward at the end. Hallelujah. We have a promise that is God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Let us examine our lives this morning. Where do we stand in these characteristics? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot achieve this growth by our own ability. We need to depend on the supernatural resources that God has given us. Hallelujah. Every one of us lacks something in our life. That's why we cannot judge anyone in this place. Hallelujah. We cannot judge no one in this place. Hallelujah. Because everyone is in the growth continuum. You are in a particular phase of your life. You are in a particular stage of your faith. Hallelujah. So who am I to judge you? Because God, the first will come, the last will be the first, and the first will be the last. That's what the Bible says. There's no way we can condemn anyone. God can transform you and change you. Hallelujah. Because He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Hallelujah. The power of the Word of God is with us. The name of Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. He has given us His blood, which helps us to come closer to God. I conclude this by saying this. Hallelujah. He's still working on us this morning. God is working on each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. To reach the goal that He has set for us. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He has never given up on you. Hallelujah. So hold on to Jesus this morning. He has never given up on you. People of this world will give up on you, but God has never gave up on you this morning. Hallelujah. That's why He has given us all the things that you need to live in this world. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you with these words. Amen. Hallelujah.